It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello, we're counting down to the weekend together. Not long to go now. And Mr. Lee, he's probably already on a weekend, aren't you, Mr. Lee? Usually Friday's your day off.
Certainly normally is, but not today. I actually have to work today. Yeah,
Must be hurting.
I've just ducked out of work just for a little bit, just to do this for an hour with you. And yeah,
I bet you
I know
get
the
back.
Podcast only goes for 30 minutes, but I do an hour because by the time we have a little chit chat and a bit of bite to eat.
Yeah, and that turns into another hour, and maybe you go back at 5 to 5. Is that about right?
Yeah, it is. Oh, look at the time. It's 5 o'clock. I better go home.
It doesn't surprise me at all. It really doesn't. Now, Mr. Lee, you must be very happy because, for you, your lovely lady Wendy, she's home.
I'm very happy. Yeah. I missed her. And as I was just saying on the podcast on Wednesday, it's funny, when your partner's away, the bed's not the same, and like you just don't sleep because you're thinking, something's just missing. And so, yeah.
Mm. Sexy music last night, Mr. Lee.
I'm not saying anything.
I was only trying. Okay, I was just trying to be nice. Well, yep.
Yeah, it's very nice that you're trying, but yeah. Well, I'll play the podcast for her later this afternoon when I get home.
Oh, okay. Yeah, how much you missed her. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's cut the sexy music off. Because this is a movie podcast. Let's talk about great movies that are coming out this week. There is lots going on. Mr. Lee, do you want to break out the movie news? Don't give too much away. Just a little sizzle of what's coming up a bit later on today.
Yeah, look, there's some great news about Quiet Place 3 and also a little bit of news about Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, okay, right. Well, that's coming a bit later on in Mr. Lee's real news, not mine, Mr. Lee's real news. Also, Mr. Lee, and I know every time you do a run sheet and you give me my notes, you always leave Fast Flicks off it. Don't you know? You never put it in there, right?
I thought I put Fast Flicks on it today.
No. My favourite part of the show is when we give one of our listeners a chance to win a month's worth of movies. 5 questions with a category in 30 seconds. Get it right. A month's worth of movies could be there. So, Mr. Lee, we'll do that a bit later on in the show. Looking forward to that. Yeah, maybe might go off.
Look, when was the last time they actually went off?
It's been a while now. It was Megan who took it out last time. Yeah, so it's been ages. Yeah. And no surprises, really. We've had bloody Western and musical and all that sort of rubbish in there.
I reckon you should write the questions and you can I can pay out on you.
No, my questions will be easy, Mr. Lee.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
So our first movie this week we're talking about is Freakier Friday. Now, this is exciting because we've just had the two main stars out here this week. Last Tuesday they were here. They had the big press, everything. And I have to say, I think it was held at Bondi Junction, the cinemas there, because they decked out the whole place. Like, it looked freakier. It was really... Yeah, so I'm really happy that the stars came out, which we're talking of Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan. I'm actually excited about watching this because I can remember back in 2003 when it came out, it was really, it was fun. And it was like, you know what, I would like to know what it'd be like to be 18 or whatever she was at the time. Was she 16? I think she might have been 16. And to actually be in someone's shoes... You don't really know what their life is like, do you?
No, you don't. It's because she was giving her mum a hard time, and I think she worked
it
out. It was the fortune cookies, remember, that caused them to switch. Anyway, the situation's now changed, Mr. Lee, because Tess and Anna are back, obviously Lindsay and Jamie Lee. Now Anna has a daughter of her own, plus there's a soon-to-be stepdaughter. And as you can imagine, when families are merging, things don't often go very well. So in this... this time around, lightning does strike twice, and they end up. But this time, they all end up swapping bodies, and it just gets weirder. Should we have a listen, Mr. Lee?
I think we should.
Morning. Happy wedding week. You have a lot on your plate. Let us know how we can help.
Maybe someone could help me write my wedding vows.
How about this?
I, Anna, take you, Eric, a man whose daughter is a little demon thing with an obnoxious accent.
What is taking so long? We wouldn't want to be off schedule, innit?
My bachelorette party will be good bonding for everyone.
You two are called to be family.
Yeah, right. Don't remind me.
You've walked in each other's path. You learned a lesson. A lesson that may serve you again.
Okay, that's enough.
Thank you very much.
One more thing. Right over there is a QR code that you can tip me with.
Change the hearts you know are wrong to reach the place where you belong.
Oh my God, what is happening?
Okay, it's
who am I?
It's me. It's Mom.
If you're me and I'm you, then who's that?
I'm Grandma, sweetheart.
Last time, we convinced everyone that we were each other until we switched back.
I didn't want to be a part of this family, and now I'm part of some dodgy family curse? And I'm the eldest?
As teenagers, we have no power. But as adults,
we can break our parents up for good.
Chop, 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 chop!
All you have to do is reunite her with her first love.
Very good.
Flip your hair.
Good. Big moves. Bite your lip. Not your top lip, your bottom lip.
I know what this is. You're having a stroke.
No, I just need to go to the bathroom. I was really bad at that, so bad at that. Any other ideas? Let's just get back out there. Otherwise, he'll think I'm pooping.
Too late.
Nice car.
It's totally mine.
She thinks you're cute.
I do not.
Yes, she does.
I do.
She so does.
Dr. Coleman?
Oh, my God, go.
That's my therapist.
Oh, yeah, Freaky Friday. Now, Mr. Lee, imagine if you and I swap places, right? Imagine how that would be if we swap bodies.
That would be hilarious.
Wouldn't
because
it? Yeah.
I don't know whether you'd be able to handle my life because it's go. It's
I don't
go,
be able
go,
to handle
go,
mine
all
either.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You
too.
Have four kids. Because yours have grown up now. You can have my four kids, my five kids here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the four kids.
Yeah. Oh, good luck to you, Mr. Lee. Good luck.
But I'm excited for her. I think Jamie Lee Curtis looks fantastic. Lindsay Lohan looks fantastic in this movie. And, you know, for them to be doing the press rounds, and, you know, as we were saying before, Jamie Lee Curtis is looking great for her.
Yeah, 66. Yeah. But as I mentioned before too, Lindsay Lohan, we know obviously, you know, she's had those problems over the years, but wow, she's looking stunning in this.
Like, she is.
She does not look a day older than when she was when the first one came out. So she's done really
so
good.
True.
Yeah, and it's great to have those two back. To bring back the original characters to make this magic
happen. Yeah, because their chemistry is good.
It's great. Isn't it? Yeah, it works perfectly.
It does.
You wouldn't. It looks very similar to the first one in regards to their chemistry. Yeah. It's on par. You wouldn't think that it's been how many years? 20 something years since the first.
23 years, 22 years or something. Yeah, so,
crazy.
Crazy.
Also, Mr. Lee, weapons. Now, we spoke about this briefly on our Flickster on Wednesday. I have seen the trailer for this, and I always know with a horror movie, if it gives me chills, then it's got me hooked. And this certainly did. I mean, kids going missing, they go missing at 2:17 in the morning, and it's just one class at the school's missing. And the teacher walks back in this scene, and all the kids got their heads down the desks in the dark. And then one kid looks up, and he's got makeup on, and just, it's pretty freaky. It's pretty freaky.
He is. Like, you would think, firstly, everyone would run out of the class, wouldn't you? You wouldn't think something was going on.
No.
Would you? As a teacher, you wouldn't. But then when you get down to the nuts and bolts of it, you go, oh, okay, something has happened. Oh. Josh Brolin's in it, Julia Gardner, two great actors. So, should we have a listen?
Let's do it.
This is a true story that happened in my town. So this one Wednesday is like a normal day for the whole school. But today was different. Every other class had all their kids. But Mrs. Gandhi's room was totally empty. And do you know why? Because the night before, at 2:17 in the morning, every kid woke up, got out of bed, walked downstairs, and into the dark. And they never came back.
I don't understand at all. Why just her classroom? Why only hers?
Children.
We have a lot of emotional parents here. I think it's best if you keep some distance from this place.
Where did you go?
This is where the story really starts.
Oh. I have got goosebumps everywhere at the moment. Wow. Yeah. What a story.
That is incredible. That voice of that kid just gives you chills, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Yeah, and weapons. I don't know where. I was thinking like guns and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, no, so was I.
No, not quite. Yeah, it must be a play on words.
Not about, classroom with kids going missing. Holy dooly. That's incredible. That's something that I... Yeah, just listening to it. Now, a little bit of trivia about it. Pedro Pascal, he was meant to be playing the part that Josh Brolin actually is doing, but Pedro had to pull out because he wanted to do the Fantastic Four, step one. So there you go.
Also screening this week, Mr. Lee, there's a nice little list, isn't there?
There certainly is. Bright Hard, Cat Video Fest, Elio, F1 the Movie, The Fantastic Four First Steps, Four Letters of Love, How to Train Your Dragon, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Jurassic World Rebirth, The Smurfs, Superman, Together. Check your local cinema website or box office for what screening times and all.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
I ad-libbed a little bit. There you go.
Had to
sorry.
Go and wreck something good, didn't you, Miss?
Yeah, sorry. I shouldn't ad-lib. I had it.
Yeah, no, we're just doing so well, and then it was like, gone. It was a comedy skit. Okay, Mr. Lee, now let's do some top fives and find out what's doing very well at the box office. Let's go somewhere. You get to go... You get to go somewhere this week. It was my turn last week to go to the UK. Now, where are you taking yourself?
I'm going to the beautiful Finland.
Of course you are. But the good thing is that Finland actually can be a cold place at times, can't it?
It can be. Yeah. And that's why I picked it, because it shouldn't be so cold at the moment.
It's
cold
right.
in some of the places okay. I send you.
No, of course not.
Yes.
Of course not. All right, Mr. Lee. Well, let's do the top four for Finland. How's it looking over there?
Certainly. Number four is Snow White. Number three is Elio. Number two is Lilo and Stitch. And number one for Finland, The Fantastic Four First Steps.
2 weeks in a row. Well, I don't know. I'm assuming it's 2 weeks for them. Let's find out. Let's go to the USA. Let's go to the USA and see if Fantastic Four can do it 2 weeks in a row there. Number five is Jurassic World Rebirth. Number four is Superman. Number three is The Naked Gun. Yeah, the new Liam Neeson reboot of the...
Yes.
Yeah, Leslie Nielsen movie. Number two is The Bad Guys 2. And number one for the USA... Oh, yeah. The Fantastic Four First Steps. What a surprise.
What a surprise. Hey, let's go to Australia, because that's where we want to know. Number five is Chow Mia Part 4, which is a Bollywood movie. Number four is F1 the Movie. Number three is Jurassic World Rebirth. Number two is Superman. and number one for Australia. Fantastic Four First Steps.
Yeah.
I knew it would be. I knew it would be good.
Too. Yeah, it's going to take some
I kept saying how good it was, and, you know, people were just like, really? Is it? Yeah. And it is. It is so well done, and the whole crew, the cast, everything just works so well. And you think that this is the second week of it.
Mm.
It's good.
Got to say, I've got a feeling that it's going to keep its spot next week. Just saying. So, yeah, we'll see how we go when next week's figures air out. But I reckon it's going to be there, Mr. Lee. Are you ready for your big gig? Are you ready to go?
Yes, I am. I'm all good.
Okay.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks Real News.
I love that I've got my own little intro.
Because
that's just for me.
That's right. It's just for you.
I feel really honoured.
But your real news, Mr. Lee. So
yeah, well, thank you. So the first thing we're going to talk about is A Quiet Place Part 3, which I know you're a huge Quiet Place fan, aren't you, JT?
I love horror, so of course I'm going to love that one, yes.
And as we know, John Kuransky, he actually bought the first one out all those years ago. Well, he is now writing the script and he will produce it as well. For a summer release in 2027, which summer release means winter here, which is a July release for us. And I really, really hope that Emily Blunt's going to be in it. There is no cast yet announced because it's still in writing stages, but good news that John is back doing it because he does great work. I have to say, he is such a talented guy. From whether he's doing a comedy to a horror, he can pull it off.
Now, Mark Ruffalo, you mentioned him earlier. Now, he's returning as the Hulk for Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, look, this is exciting because, you know, as we all know, the Avengers, he was in the last one, and I didn't know whether he was going to come back or not. So it's good to see that he will be back. He's been in the MCU for really 14 years playing the Hulk. That's a long time, isn't it?
That's a long time to be playing
one role. Yeah. It is. It's incredible. But not only he will be back, but also Michael Mundo, who will be playing the Scorpion. He will be reprising his role as well. Filming has begun this month in England, so this is not going to be out for a few years yet. But so the next year, I think. It is, or the year after, but I think it's next year it comes out. So the Spider-Man, of course, it's Tom Holland. No surprise, he is really good.
Are you done with the news, Mr. Lee?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you.
Well, so that's the end of my segment.
That's the end of my segment. My reporting.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screens. Here's what's coming up at the 4 of 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Well, you've got to sign off, Mr. Lee. If you're going to do your own segment, you've got to sign off. Yeah.
I'm just not used to my own little segment. So there you go. Next week I'll do much better.
You don't do it properly, I'm going to take it away from you. Okay, let's go around the screens.
First thing we're going to talk about is Jaws, the 50th anniversary screening, which is happening on August 28 to 31. Tamworth, we actually will have our Jaws tickets on sale for the Friday night already, which is very exciting. Wagga and Orange will have theirs on very shortly. We've also got Andre Rieu's 2025 concert, Waltz the Night Away, on August 31 at 1 p.m. Tamworth also has their tickets on sale, and I know the other two will be putting theirs on sale too very shortly, and I have already put your Nan's and your ticket on.
No, she can't go, Mr. Lee. She's told me on the weekend.
What, but I bought them.
Well, I know, I saw it the 70th on the weekend, and she said she's got some bowls tournament she's got to go to. So she's going away for 5 days of bowls, apparently.
Oh, God, how lucky is she?
Maybe you can go and see on her behalf. What do you reckon?
So we've also got the Travelling Film Festival happening this month, which is really exciting, in Orange. Did they give you your answer? Orange, it's on August 15 to 17, and in Tamworth and Wagga, we have it on August 29 to 31. Head to either websites, forum6.com.au Tamworth or Wagga or the odeon5.com.au, and you can find out all the movies that are playing. So very exciting.
Now, coming next week, Mr. Lee, do you like The Life of Chuck? Is this a Mr. Lee?
I actually am quite excited about this because it's a drama fantasy sci-fi starring Tom Hiddleston, and it actually looks really very interesting. We've also got Nobody 2, which is that dark comedy. And you know how this actually started? Did you ever see the first one? It was very well done. Mm. Bob Odenkirk, he actually had someone break in his house. And the first one was about the break-in, someone breaking into his house. So this one is going to be very interesting to see how he pulls that off. And the other one that opens next week is Mr. Burton. It's a drama and it's set in 1942 at the Welsh town called Port Talbot.
You like those 1942 movies, don't you?
I do, and it's got Toby Jones in it, who I actually like. I think he's a very good actor, Toby Jones. Yeah. He's a British actor. Well, I love British films.
We'll bring you more on that next week. We've got our Flixster podcast coming up on Wednesday. You can find that when it drops at midday. We'll be catching up with the wonderful Tilly, who's off to see Freakier Friday, which will be great. Looking forward to hearing your thoughts. Wait.
The quickest way to win free movies for a month. It's time to play Fast Flicks.
Oh, Mr. Lee, it's got to be the week we give away this month's worth of movies. It's got to be, surely. Please tell me it's going to be.
I hope it is. And, you know, you did give me a bit of a ribbing about last week's musical questions, but you know what? You know, I like the musicals. Don't you?
No. No, I don't. But at least you did include that Greatest Showman question because I do like that movie, actually. And I don't mind Grease. So, you know what? It's true. You did include some good questions there for the movies I do like. Not a big fan of Sound of Music, though.
I can't believe that.
That was a bit of a shit movie. It's one of the all-time
best movies. It's an incredible movie.
Well, for some. But, you know, you didn't do too bad, Mr. Lee, but we still do have two categories in play, and we've got to try and give away these movies. Let's introduce today's Fast Flicks Challenger, and that is Scott. G'day, Scotty.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
Mate, we are awesome.
Excellent.
Friday, heading to the weekend. Doesn't get any better than that. Or it does, actually, because you could walk away with a month's worth of movies. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, that'd be amazing. That'd be awesome.
Now, have you got any big movies on the horizon you're thinking about going and seeing if you win this month's worth of movies?
Definitely Fantastic Four. Keen for that one.
Yeah, nice. Well, that would just be the start because, you know, there's going to be a whole heap of great movies out this year, so maybe you can store them up and, go and see all your favourites. Now, this is how it works, Scotty. You're very good at your trivia, your movie trivia?
I like to think so, I think so.
He sounds confident, Mr. Lee,
which is good.
Plus. That's a massive plus. I've got faith in you, Scotty. So what we'll do, we're going to give you a category, then we'll give you five questions from that category, 30 seconds, get them all right. The month's worth of movies is yours. If you don't know the answer to a question, say pass, and we will come back. Mr. Lee, the topics, we've got two more left, don't we?
We certainly do, JT. Now, Scott, the two genres of movie that we've got left is mystery or romance. What would you like to lock in?
Let's go romance.
I didn't see this one coming, Mr. Lee. I thought he'd be a mystery guy.
I did too. I thought the same thing. Wow.
But I will say this, though, Scotty. I think the romance questions are far easier. So this might actually work better in your favour. All right, well, romance is locked in. You know the rules, how we're going to play, Scott, and we'll start the timer after Grant asks the first question. Mr. Lee, the quiz master, over to you. Good luck.
No worries. Now, Scott, question one. In Sleepless in Seattle, who plays the role of Sam Baldwin?
Tom Hanks.
Question two, which 1999 film stars Julia Roberts and Richard Gere as a businessman and a prostitute?
Pretty Woman.
In Love Actually, which actor plays the Prime Minister of the UK?
Hugh Grant.
In The Proposal, who plays Sandra Bullock's love interest?
Ryan Reynolds.
In Bridget Jones' Diary, who plays Bridget?
Renee Zellweger.
Well, we didn't even get
to... Have we got any time left?
We did. We had 5 seconds or so.
Scott.
That's got to be pretty close to a record, don't you reckon?
Well, I think it could be. I think it is a record.
But do we have five correct answers? How do you feel, Scott? Do you feel confident?
I'm not confident on the first question. I'm second guessing myself on that one, but everything else I feel pretty good.
Well, in Sleepless in Seattle, who plays the role of Sam Baldwin? Who would have you said?
If it weren't Tom Hanks, I would have said Meg Ryan.
Oh, because it's a trick question. Yeah, I never thought of that, because Sam could be Samantha. Never thought of that.
Mr. Lee, the answer is...
Tom Hanks. You got it right.
All right.
Yes.
We're off and running. Okay.
Question two, which 1999 film stars Julia Roberts and Richard Gere? Of course, Pretty Woman. Question three, in Love Actually, who plays the Prime Minister of the UK? Hugh Grant. You got that one. In The Proposal, who plays Sandra Bullock's love interest? Of course, Ryan Reynolds. Well done. Yeah. And question five, in Bridget Jones' Diary, who plays Bridget? Of course,
Zrinway. Oh, my goodness.
Well done.
Awesome.
You Scott. Mate.
Well.
Well, how do you feel? How good's that?
Oh, that's pretty good. I was pretty nervous there for a second, but that feels pretty good. Mate, feels good.
You know your movies. You've taken on Mr. Lee, who is quite a tough quiz master, I've got to say.
I am, exactly. Yep. But can I just ask, Scott, have you watched all those movies?
No. Sleepless in Seattle is one of my blank spots. I haven't seen that one.
You will now, though.
Or Pretty Woman. Actually, I haven't seen Pretty Woman either. That's another blank one too. But, I've seen the other three.
Wow.
Well, you know what, Scotty? Go and watch all those movies now, mate, because I can tell you now, how good is that? 5 out of 5, a month's worth of movies coming your way. Congratulations, mate. So you can go and see... Wow. All the things you want to see, and as well, we're going to put you up here in Talking Flicks HQ next to Megan over here on our mantelpiece. It's not so dusty now, Mr. Lee.
No, this is so good. We've got two people up there now, not just you and I or Megan. No, we're not up there. We're not up there. Just kidding. At least I don't have to keep looking at you, JT. That's one good thing. I've got two
Mr.
people to
Lee,
look at now.
Please.
Woof.
I can tell you now.
Woof.
Okay, Scotty, mate, great to have you on board. Mate, wonderful. I'm so happy you've won. And, mate, enjoy that month's worth of movies on us. Congratulations.
No worries, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on.
Whew, wowzers, Mr. Lee. I knew this week. I had a feeling, and it wasn't that great. But you know what, though? Those questions was pretty easy, Mr. Lee. What are you doing?
Well, no, the first one wasn't because it could have been Samantha, as I said. It could have been. So there was a go that it could have gone the other way and been Meg Ryan. So, but I'm so happy that Scott got it. I'm over the moon. So, yeah, it's good news.
Well done. So that means that we've got one more category in play next week. So. Yes. We'll bring it back again while Scotty enjoys his month's worth of movies. And if you think that you have what it takes to take on the Quizmaster, the very tough Quizmaster, Mr. Lee, head on over to forum6.com.au or odn5.com.au, fill in your details, and you could be joining us on the show. How good would that be?
Very easy, isn't it?
Be very
easy.
Well, we're done, Mr. Lee. We're going to get out of here that.
After all that excitement, I think we need to.
We've got to go. So let's get some music on. We're going to have lunch, Mr. Lee, now. So.
You know my wife's back, don't you? Like, I'm just saying.
No,
I'm not on my own.
I don't. I've got to get this. I've got to capitalize before things get.
Because you know what, you're not going to get any more messages or anything or texts now until I need to now. Because she's back, so I'm not lonely. I just keep sending messages out because I get bored at home by myself.
I know, Mr. Lee. Well, that's such a shame. You know what? I'm really going to miss you. you enjoy your time with the lovely Wendy. And what do you guys got on for the weekend? Anything exciting happening?
No, we've got actually, I know I do say it a bit, but I do actually have to do the lawns. I haven't done them for a week because we had so much rain last weekend. So, yeah. But before I say anything, how was your dad's 70th? How'd it go?
Oh, it was so good. The food was amazing. The company was amazing. His speech was very long. he thanked everyone in the room. Actually, he made the quote, "First I'm going to blow my trumpet, then I'm going to blow yours." It was so good. And he included everyone in his speech, which was really nice. But it was really good. He only turned 70 once. And it was very nice. The weather not so great, but it was great to see. Because, usually with family, you only see them at funerals, weddings, or birthdays. That's usually how it goes. So it was good to catch up with some people I haven't seen in a very long time. Nan was there. And so I had.
Yes. Why I wasn't there?
No, she didn't ask about you. I had sucked in Mr. Lee. I had 5 hours to woo her, and that's exactly what I did. I'm back on the wheel. Okay. Have a lovely weekend, Mr. Lee. Right.
You too.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au, or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.